Catherine, I'm sure you can tell that I am sick.
Yeah. With that voice, you sound sad. Are you okay?
I sound like I smoke a pack a week for the past 8 years. Pack yeah, a day. Yeah, let's see how far my voice really can be as energetic. I feel like being sick is like the worst thing. And it's worse when you're a guy because we turn into complete children. Like, we cannot survive.
That's true. Yeah.
Complete fucking babies. I'm a total fucking baby when I'm sick.
That honestly doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't. You know, it's fine. It's whatever. I feel like it's my right to be a little bitch when I'm fucking sick. Which is like, I can't do this. Oh, no.
What makes it your right?
Because it's my fucking body, Catherine. That's why. Okay. It's my fucking body. So, yeah, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Whatever you say, Jason.
Yeah, so, Catherine, what has been annoying you this week?
Oh, the rain. It's been raining.
I've heard.
Constantly.
I've seen.
I wake up, like, every morning to a flash flood warning.
You moved to Seattle, not Atlanta.
That's what it feels like, honestly. It's just constant downpours. So I'm getting real sick of that. I have a pair of white shoes that I want to wear, and I haven't been able to.
I'm so sorry.
It's a hard life. Yeah, it's really hard. Feel sorry for me.
That's a very privileged thing for you to say. It's very privileged. You better check that shit, Catherine.
Okay.
So I have
you're the one who's being a baby because you're sick, so.
Well, I'm brown, so I can do what I want. I have a correction to make. A correction. So on our last episode, I said that Carrie Underwood did not win American Idol. And then the next day, they're showing commercials for American Idol, and she's a big one. She's just like, our next American Idol is Carrie Underwood, as like, you know, preview of what's to come. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she fucking won. I should correct myself. You know, that was over 2 weeks ago. So,
well, everyone does listen to our podcast for its factual
accuracy.
You know, accuracy, yeah.
I kind of think we're pretty good about it, you know.
Sure.
No, don't pause. I think we're pretty good at
I'm
it.
I'm pausing.
Pause yourself. I think we're pretty good. Shout out to our listeners, our fans, emailing us ideas and suggestions. That was a wild email to wake up to.
That was.
So shout out to you, my guy. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. I better not out you on a global platform.
Yeah, this is very global.
Yeah, because man, it's just like, hey, this goes to Brian Tanner in fucking Wisconsin. You know, just, you know.
Fucking Wisconsin.
Fucking Wisconsin. I mean, I'm sick. You can't talk. It's fine. So
you know me. Barely know English. Do I know any other languages? No, but I barely know.
Me know English. That's impossible. So thank you for the email, and we will take one of your ideas and apply it to a future episode, because me and Catherine had been talking about it for a fucking minute about it. So please don't forget to continue to engage with us and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, because we have four. You know,
hit us up on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
you can email us. Hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah,
we just want to talk.
We just need friends. We're tired
we
of
need friends.
We're
That's
really
the whole reason we started this podcast,
because we really need to get outside of our friend group.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally moved down there with them, so it's really.
Yeah, I know like four people, so.
Yeah, it's totally fine. You know, that's all you need sometimes. So, some little 2000s news that I recently heard is that the Backstreet Boys are back on tour again. I don't know why. Well, I do know why.
Money.
So.
Yeah, money.
I wonder, like.
Why do they do anything?
Here's kind of a hypothetical. How many tours do you think it'll take for them to recoup the money they were robbed from their old manager? They lost a lot of money.
It'll probably take a while because, one, the more tours they do, the less people are going to buy it because it's like, well, you know, it's not going to be like a limited edition kind of thing, you know? And also, like, the more time passes, the less people care about them.
Yeah. When's the last time they had a sellout tour? You know what I mean? I see some like
probably not in this decade, but
you know.
Well, I mean, definitely not in this decade. It just started, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and touring is expensive, and you have to cut the cost between five people. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of them has like a cannabis, like a business somewhere in LA.
Cannabis side gig.
Or like in Canada, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Opening up a dispensary, you know. I could see like, what's his name? AJ opening up like a dispensary. I could see that.
I could see that, yeah. I could definitely see that.
So that's all the news I got. Yeah. Cause I was trying to remember, I was like, I know I've told you some shit that I found, but that's kind of it. Lady Gaga is dropping a new song today or tomorrow. I forget.
I want to say it's today.
Is it today?
Yeah. I think it leaked, though, because there are some people who've already heard it.
I'm not going to listen to it. I want to hear the full original.
Yeah.
Like, non-leaked. I've been pretty good about, like, not hearing any leaks, except for that Grimes album that dropped
a week ago. Of course, because it's Grimes, and you have zero self-control. Grimes.
You know how little self-control I have is that after I listened to the leaked album, I purchased the pre-sale vinyl. The pink version.
You're so whipped.
I am whoosh, add that sound effect. I am whipped to Grimes. It's such a fucking good album if you haven't heard it. It's a 9.5 out of 10.
I've heard some of the new songs.
It's really fucking good. It's so fucking good. So
I think a song dropped last Friday or something.
She dropped like a few songs. So
it was on my release radar.
Yeah, as it fucking should be. So we are on the road to our 50th episode. And I would say it's a big deal, right? We've done this 50 times almost.
Yeah, 50 is like a pretty big benchmark, you know?
It's a solid number, you know?
Yeah, we're halfway to 100. That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Mm-hmm. How many weeks are there in a year? Someone do the math for me.
36. No, 52.
Wow.
I think it's 52. The only reason I know that because I had to calculate my salary one time. And I was like, how much am I fucking making? So it's not going to be anything wild or super fancy, but it is an episode that is a long time coming. And that's kind of all we have to say. It's nothing like crazy, like we're going to go out and about. It's just going to be a great episode that's been a long time coming and that we've promised forever. So just, you know, wait till we get to 50, which is very soon. And I can't wait till we make it to 100. Can you imagine that?
I really can't because I'm still shook that we made it this far.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what else you can't imagine?
What can I imagine?
Talking about the 2000s.
Instead of theme music, I'm just going to put like the sound of groaning.
I can already see you trying to find like the right groan.
You have no. I already have like a. I have a few like sound libraries full of that stuff. So
you should put in a porn groan, like ugh.
I have a whole folder full of porno music.
Jesus Christ!
From our sex tape episode.
Oh my God, that's very true. That was a lot of fun.
It took me forever to find that music too. It was really difficult to like really nail the right tone.
Yeah, I think you found the right tone. It was very.
I think so too.
It was very 80s. Mm-hmm. You know.
The names of them were pretty awful.
Yeah. I think we should. This is a weird thing to say, but I think like people should like play like old pornography at like a party. Because there's nothing more hilarious than like 80s porn. Because everyone has a terrible facial hair. There's so much hair.
That sounds like a good like party theme.
Right.
It's like everything is the same, but dress like an old porn star. Porn music in the background.
Dress like an old porn star.
Yeah, that'd be a fun like party theme.
Yeah, what's that movie? Boogie Nights. Dress like a Boogie Nights character. Just like really short shorts, like all the guys are in like mad shorts and like the big hair, fucking stash.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be into that.
Yeah, and you have to find the person who's the Mark Wahlberg character who's got a big fucking dick. You gotta find that guy. God. It's just like a bunch of people touching each other's crotches.
Great. We went way off. We still haven't even talked about what this episode is about.
All right. So this entire episode is about everyone's favorite prank show from the 2000s, Punk'd. What do you remember?
Was it everyone's favorite?
I think everyone enjoyed it. It went on for like four years.
It was long.
It was huge.
Oh, what that one show, Impractical Jokers? Impractical
Jokers, yeah.
When did that start?
I think, oh man, I want to say it's been like a good while. Because I think
I never liked that show.
They have a movie, I think, coming out.
Of course they do.
Yeah, of like Impractical Jokers, I think that's what it was. Or is it, I don't know if I'm thinking of that one or another show that's becoming a movie, but it's kind of in the same vein. I'm not sure. Someone please email us what I kind of imagine I'm talking about. So Punk'd. What do you remember about Punk'd? I don't know. Like, I think you're very, very fucking young.
Almost nothing. Like, I think I have a better memory of like Punk'd references than I do the show itself. Because I didn't watch a lot of, like, reality TV until I was older, and we were past that.
Yeah.
So, but, like, I'm very, like, the Punk'd references, it's so big culturally that, like, I know what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was a word, like, you got Punk'd, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, this whole thing now, and, like, really, Ashton Kutcher is quite the guy. He's quite the genius, if anything. Like, is amazing. People always think to him that his character of that 70s show is him all the time, just being really fucking idiotic. But he's a really smart dude.
Yeah, he's a very smart dude, yeah.
Yeah, he's very intelligent. Great entrepreneur. Like, he's on Shark Tank a few seasons ago as, like, an investor. Like, he's a fucking smart guy. And Punk'd was really quite the phenomenon of reality show pranks, because there were other shows like that, but they were on normal people. And so this one was more towards famous people, because I think people would rather watch famous people go through shit than regular people. It's more fun.
Yeah.
To screw with them. And so now, originally, this was supposed to be like those other shows, like pranking regular people. And the show was going to be called Harassment.
Of course it was. But, I mean, is that not what pranking people is?
Yeah, but that's a terrible name.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a really awful name.
You can't put that on a t-shirt.
No.
You know, could you imagine if that name was like it? Like, that was set in stone.
Can you imagine if nowadays, instead of being like, you got Punk'd, it was called, you got harassed.
Yeah, you just got harassed, you know, in like the Me Too era. It would permeate through pop culture for so many years. Like, the word harassment would have taken on another legal definition if it had stuck.
Yeah.
You know, a whole new meaning. But thank the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we got the word Punk'd instead. Could you imagine having the word harassment or harassed with like the apostrophe D, harassed?
Oh my God. No, that'd
across
be so
your
awful.
Fucking chest on a t-shirt.
I hate it so much.
It's so fucking terrible. But thank God they changed it to Punk'd. I don't, whoever's idea that was, you know, awesome job. So yeah, like their first like prank on the Harassed pilot that I guess no one ever saw. I'm sure it's out there. That it involved a dead body at a hotel, and it was a couple who like found that body, and they were the targets of like the prank. They were like, ha ha ha. The people didn't think it was funny. And so they sued Ashton and the hotel for $10 million fucking dollars.
Jeez.
Yeah. So lesson learned. They were like, you know what, let's not prank poor people. Let's prank rich people. Because that's so much more fun.
It's also funnier to watch, in my opinion.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely. So the show went on to last 4 years, which is a solid run. And then you get out.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
for a show like that, yeah, 4 years is like, quit while you're ahead.
Fuck yeah.
I'm always going to support that. I would way rather a show end, like, while you're still enjoying it, then just slowly become worse and worse.
100%. 100%.
You know, like the whole thing where it's like you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah. Please put that movie quote in this fucking show.
Yeah.
Ash and Smart, 4 years. We made it huge for a while. Then you get the fuck out. It ended in 2007, which is a prime time year to get the fuck out. Right before the market crash, I think.
Yes.
Right before the market crash. Really, yeah, Ashton saw it all.
He's a smart one.
Saw it coming.
He's a smart one.
He was like, there's a housing bubble. I'm going to end my show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If there are any older folks listening to this, I hope you're laughing. That was a really good joke.
Well, I don't know. Going by a lot of our reviews, a lot of the people who listen to this are younger.
That's very true. Please show this show to your parents. Anyone that had a kid recently, you know.
So they can laugh at Jason's jokes so he feels good about himself.
My old jokes. Very on-brand jokes. As you can tell, my voice is shit. I'm not as enthusiastic. I just sound like garbage. I can see how...
He just aged 10 years the last week.
Yeah, dude. It's been brutal. There's a bug going around, man. You got to take care of yourself. In about a minute, you'll be able to hear me take my medication.
Great. I'm looking forward to that.
AKA my DayQuil.
Love ASMR. DayQuil ASMR.
DayQuil ASMR. Day-ASMR. That's a good one.
No.
So this show was revived in 2012. With the first episode being hosted by Justin Bieber, and then there were other episodes hosted by other famous people.
How even old was he when he did that?
How old was he? He had been like 19 or something. He had been like 19. Because he was huge, like, very young.
Yeah.
And so that didn't last very long, and the last episode of that season, quote-unquote, was Ashton Kutcher hosting again, like, one last time. And you can tell it was, like, really fucking good because he pranked Drake.
And oh, how'd that go?
I'll get into it in, like, a minute. But it was – I was rewatching it. And I remember that was a big one because it made Drake look a little fucking bitch. It was really fucking funny. And then –
that's what I love about that web series Hot Ones is you get to see all these celebrities just completely break down.
but they knew what they signed up for. And just slowly break down over really hot fucking food. And so the show was revived again on the BET network, and it lasted 2 months. That's, you know, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, nobody, I didn't even know that happened. That's how, like, unaware.
Like, if it only lasts 2 months, like, something went wrong there.
Exactly. So that happened to be in 2015 or 2014. And breaking news. This is going to be revived again on the new streaming platform Quibi. Have you heard of this?
Of what?
Quibi. Quibi. Quibi.
No, so I have not heard this.
It is a new streaming service owned by Jeff Katzenberg, who was the producer of a lot of your favorite shows back in the fucking day. And so they're reviving a lot of shows, like a shit ton of fucking shows. And so this is one of them on this new platform. And it's going to be hosted by Chance the Rapper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, right? I love Chance the Rapper is doing everything but rapping.
Yeah, really?
But rapping. He's all over the place. He's not even a rapper anymore. He's Chance the Host. He's not rapping anymore.
Chance the Host?
Yeah. Just to be clear, his last album was trash. I was talking to a friend about it, and I was just like, I think he's just showing us that he was kind of a fraud to begin with. We all believe he's going to drop acid rap again. It's never going to happen. Sorry. But let's talk about the OG show, what really matters, of their greatest pranks, or my favorites that I found. So Drake's prank was really fucking great in that they staged an earthquake in a parking garage. And so they had a driver. So everyone's in on it except Drake. So that's usually the main course for every prank. Everyone is in on it except the person being pranked. And so they have this earthquake going on. Like, everything's shaking. I don't know how the fuck they did it, but it was very elaborate. And so the driver, like, runs away and leaves the car blocking the exit of the parking garage. And so a couple comes running out, actors, obviously, and they kind of go, like, they hop in their car. They're just like, hey, can you please move? Where are your keys? And, like, Drake is screaming, I don't have the keys. I don't know where they are. Our driver just left. And as the earthquake is happening, Drake, like, hops on his friend's lap out of pure fear, basically.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's freaking the fuck out. And some other random guy is just like, hey, can I hop in your car to be safe? And Drake is like, no, you can't come in the car, dog. And the guy gets in anyway. But it says a lot about Drake's character of not letting someone in the fucking car to protect themselves in the fucking earthquake. Like, Drake, yep. Drake would leave you to die.
Really exposes
really?
The person.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the beautiful thing about punks is that it shows you who these people really are sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievably amazing. So that was, like, that was a really good one to, like, end on.
Oh, you know what I want is I want, like, punked but for social media influencers.
Okay. I feel that.
You know?
Logan Paul, all the Pauls.
I want to see what's really there. I want to see what's really there. Also, you know,
I feel like at some point they'll do it to themselves. Like, we all know they will fuck up.
You mean like Logan Paul, or is that his brother? And honestly, at least
Logan Paul is more of the fuck up, and Jake Paul is more of a scam artist. I mean, they're all trash. I don't know. Yeah.
We've been new.
Yeah, the Paul brothers are like Hitler's dream, just blonde, blue-eyed men conquering the world, but through, I don't know, through the internet.
Through preteen girls on the internet.
Through preteen girls and boys, I will say.
Oh, really?
I will say. Ugh. My fiance is heading to work.
Bye. Aww.
That is the sound of love. She has a ring on now, so she can't escape.
Wow. That's nice.
If that's not love,
a nice way to put it.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, so one of my favorite ones is a Beyonce one. So this was in 2003.
Oh, see, you missed a perfect, like, opening for a segue.
Well, what was it?
You could have done a Single Ladies reference. If you like it, you should have put a ring on it. Oh my God, Jason, come on, you're the segue guy. How did
audible,
I think of that before
audible
you?
Audible groans.
You're the worst.
I'm terrible.
Shame.
Beyonce. So Beyonce in this episode ruined Christmas. So this whole thing is about a group of children show up for Beyonce going to put on the star on the Christmas tree. So it's at this little Christmas party and she shows up. She's like a full scantily Christmas gown. And she goes up to put the star on and the tree fucking crashes. And Beyonce is like, and it's more of like that awkward smile of like, what the fuck just happened? And then the kids are crying and then like basically Beyonce ruined Christmas and they're all telling her and they're like, you ruined Christmas. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's just like awkward, just needing to get the fuck out. She's just horrified, you know. Beyonce ruined Christmas, you know what I mean? Like, just imagine the headlines.
Yeah, really. Well, especially nowadays when, like, you know.
Yeah.
With how things like that spread online.
I know.
I can't believe if that happened nowadays, like, do you think Beyonce would get canceled?
No.
Her power is quite... She has a lot of power.
I feel like it would take a lot or very... very certain thing to get Beyonce canceled, because it's not hard to cancel somebody, but it's really hard to get a lot of people to cancel somebody.
That's
it's
true.
Easy to get like 100 people on Twitter to say canceled, but to get you know, like a whole demographic to say you're fucking canceled is very hard. It's like
that's true.
Campaigning for president. Topical. Going back to the Drake thing, I was reading more info because I totally like missed out on a lot. The reason he was in the parking garage, he was being driven by the Secret Service, quote unquote, to go meet the vice president. And so they leave because of this whole thing of like the earthquake and like he doesn't want to help anybody, which is like so hilarious. Let's see. There was one with... Oh, I have my list here. There's one with Justin Timberlake, which is the first ever prank that they did on the show. It's like the very first one. And it's probably my favorite one. It's like number one. It's horrifying for anyone to go through. And so... And so basically the IRS is seizing all of his fucking property, all of his shit, his cars, his house, his couches, even his fucking dogs. They were just like, oh, we took your dogs to a pound and they'll be fine. And he's like, what the fuck? And you can tell how old this is by like what they're wearing. He's wearing this big gray shirt, big basketball shorts. It's like fucking 2003, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's wearing huge clothes, and he's fucking freaking out. And I was like, could you imagine like IRS taking all your shit and you just like there's nothing you could do?
I'd lose
my mind. That's horrifying. Like everything you worked for, you know, is gone.
Yeah.
And so like, this is what makes it a nightmare for anyone, but even more for rich people because you know you have more to lose. So they took his house, his dogs, and what's hilarious is that they call his mom. And of course, she's in on it. And she's like, oh, I just got the message, blah, blah. I'm going to call a lawyer. I'm going to do this. Okay, bye, bye, bye. And he's calling from like his new Nokia flip phone, which is, you know, 2003. I know all this shit
is. Oh, yeah.
Click, click, you know. And they start.
I love that his mom was also like, yeah, let's fuck with him.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
That she was just on board. Mm.
Sound of my water. Yeah, she's totally on board.
ASMR.
And so what's, you know, it's real. And I love they made it really real in that they start naming all of his properties in Orlando and Memphis. And that's how you know it's for real. And he's just like, fucked. Like, they're taking my houses. He's like, so there's a Porsche and a Cadillac at your Orlando property. And no, we can't seize that because of like there's like a lien on the house or some shit like that. And so he's just like, and there's a moment where he crosses his arms on the ground. And he's just like, what the fuck? Like, he can't believe it's happening. And Ashton Kutcher is just fucking laughing the entire time. He's just cracking the fuck up. And so at some point they start to pack in a guitar into a box. And of course it's not really his guitar. They just like, grab the guitar. And Ashton tells them to crunch it, to like crash it, and like they put his foot through that whole guitar, and Justin gets fucking pissed. He's like, dude, you can't do that. And he's like, all right, now it'll fit. And the IRS guy is a young Dax Shepard. There's a lot of young actors in this fucking show.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when they were first like trying to get in, so they were just acting in their shit, and it was really funny. And then the whole thing with Punk is that Ashton would come out and be like, ah, you got punked. It was like, whoa, what's going on? And the minute anyone saw him, they knew it was a bullshit joke. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of elaborate how wild this shit was. It's kind of... I can't imagine, like, the mental anguish of losing everything.
Yeah.
Especially when you're that fucking rich. Yeah, there's a really great one with Zach Braff. Which is a name you don't hear ever.
Yeah, well, I hear about him on Twitter sometimes, but that's kind of it.
Right. And so there's one with Zach Braff where him and Donald Faison, as you know, they were huge in Scrubs, they're heading to go buy some beer. And these group of preteens and teens ask him to buy him alcohol, and he's like, this little 12-year-old kid is like, hey man, you buy us a 40, stop being a little punk, dude, you earn a lot of money. He's like, yeah, whatever, bye bye bye. And so the kids, when they leave, all the kids go into the parking lot to spray paint his car. Now this is $100,000 like, this is a $100,000 car. It's a fucking Porsche. It's $100,000. And they spray paint the shit out of his car. And so they come back and they see, he's like, hey, what the fuck? And he's just screaming at the fucking kids and chasing one down. And so the security guy, quote unquote, he's just like, oh man, I should have been paying attention. He's like, yeah, you should have been fucking paying attention. It's a $100,000 car. And he, like, Zach Braff tells, like, the little kid, he's just like, you don't think you're going to jail, kid? This kid's like fucking 12.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I gotta find a fucking clip. Like, he yells at this fucking kid. Like, it's pretty great. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I've never seen.
He really said that, huh?
I've never seen Zach Braff mad. And there's.
No, I can't imagine it.
Like, imagine just white fury, like white rage. And it's just amazing. And you can tell he's fucking pissing, yet laughing at how insane this entire situation is.
Oh my God.
And he is fucking pissed. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know how, when people are in on it, how they can keep a straight face. Like, I would be fucking rolling on the floor.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And there's at some point, oh God, if I can find this fucking clip, where there's a guy that they crash into, like, a delivery guy, and he drops all the beer and, like, his clipboard. And so at some point, the guy goes, oh, man, my clipboard's wet. And then Zach Braff just laughs. And he's just like, really? Your fucking clipboard? Like, is that what you're really worried about? And so it is just, it is fucking hilarious. There's another one with Missy Elliott. Air horns everywhere. So she goes into a jewelry store to get her jewelry cleaned. Or it's offered to be cleaned. The guy's like, hey, I can clean it. No problem. And so he hands off her jewelry, and she says, oh, this was a present, this and that, and he helps her shop with more. A young BJ Novak from The Office, you know him.
Yeah, that's where
BJ Novak, a delivery guy, walks in, and he's like, hey, I'm here to pick up a package. And so he walks into the back, and the same lady who took Missy's jewelry hands him that jewelry as, like, you know, the whole, that's like the whole thing. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Wrong delivery. And so she tells, like, so apparently your jewelry was given to the UPS guy by accident. And she's like, what the fuck? But she's really chill about it until, like,
really?
She's kind of chill about it until, like, the quote unquote jeweler gets really irate with her and the employee, and then she gets, like, she's very calm, mad. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Her versus Zach Braff.
Yeah. It's this whole thing.
That's not what I gave you, Jill. You need to bring it down, okay?
Don't think you should put your hand back.
You're inside of my store, okay? And I'm getting your jewelry back. I'm going to get it back to you. Do you understand that? I'm getting it back. No. We had a miscommunication. We got to switch up in the package. No, we're going to send it back right now. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, I'm going to get your dog chase back, but can you do me a favor and please get off the stool? I'm sorry, yes.
We bought somebody to get her. Now, I'm a big girl, and once I jump up on this glass, it ain't going to be nothing nice. I'm too big to be standing on the glass. And once they go, once one of them break, need to leave it out with the jury.
Unbelievable. Please.
You got 5 seconds to give him my
dog tags.
5 seconds. Count them off.
Let's
go.
It's fucking hilarious.
My God.
She was willing to fucking break this fucking store for that jewelry. Really? I don't fucking blame her, man. You fucking lost my shit. Like, especially if it's, like, you know, priceless jewelry or, like, a memento. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's kind of, you know, I feel like anyone would be really mad about that. But luckily, she was very calm. She was like, I'm going to fuck you up very calmly. Like, I'm going to fuck you up in 5 seconds. You don't give me my shit.
That's fun.
But it just, I don't know. I've always loved this show because it really brings out, like, either the greatest in people or the worst in people.
Oh, yeah.
And so
you get to see the core of who they are.
So there's a really great one. And I don't think I'd ever seen this till yesterday. It was Zoe Saldana. So she walks into her friend's apartment and finds her boyfriend with another woman. And she's like, what the fuck? And he's just like, please do not rat me out. Do not say anything. As always, Donna's just like, not saying shit. She's just like, fuck. And then the friend finds out. And then Zoe Saldana, a good friend, she is a good friend, is backing her up. She's like, I am her friend. I am not your friend. You know what you did. And then she like goes to act out like what she's like, I found you on top of her like this, smooching it out. And she gets fucking pissed. Like she is like bringing out the Latin in her and just like screaming. And so it is, I don't know. It's just a wild time. She's such a good friend.
Baby, I would not lie to you. This is not worth it, baby. It's not worth it. But I really love him. What? I think he's the one. What? Hey, Ash, you just... Yes, you did.
Listen, I swear, Zoe's seen things like...
Why out of nowhere would I walk in and make this up? You are worthless. Now you... I know you.
I can't believe you're freaking out and making this up.
You were straddling him and you were making out with her man.
How could you?
Don't tell me that.
So can we just sit down? Can we sit down?
You do not even address.
I'm talking to her right now. And
you begged me to not say what I saw. He was sitting here. She was on him like this. And they were...
You told me he had erectile dysfunction. Why would I be with him?
She's a good friend.
Yeah, really.
She is a very good friend. Like, come the fuck on. She will defend anybody. She was like, do not address me. Do not address me. You're worthless. I was like,
everyone needs a friend like that.
Everyone needs a friend like that. And of course, we all know the friend that is just like, I love him. He's the one. It's like, yo, this dude just fucking cheated on you. What the fuck? Yeah, that was, I love that one. I'd never seen it till yesterday. And then the cameras come in, like, oh, you got punked. And she's like, God fucking damn it, I knew it. Like, fuck, I hate you.
My God.
Yeah. There's all. Amazing. I didn't write this down, but there's one with Shaq. So there's one with Shaq in, like, a parking spot. There's a guy, like, he comes in, parks. The whole thing is that he stole a parking spot. And so the guy's yelling at him. He's like, hey, blah, blah, like, you stole my spot, asshole. Shaq is 7'3". 300 pounds. Do you want to fuck with a guy like that?
No.
You know who Shaq is. This dude, this guy is twice the size of the car of the guy yelling at him at. He's twice the size. God. He can lift up that fucking car. That's how strong Shaq is. And so Shaq, you know, he's like, he just goes inside, whatever. And so he comes back out. All the tires are flat. They're all slashed. And so he's just like, what the fuck? And then he sees the same white guy. He's like, hey, what the fuck happened? And he's like, you tell me what happened, brother. And he's like, I didn't do anything, man. I didn't see anything. So Shaq is getting real fucking pissed to the point that he starts chasing the guy, wanting to fuck him up. And that's
Can you imagine being chased by Shaq?
Dude, it's fucking horrifying. It's like being attacked by a bear. It's like, No, I'm running away. So, and you have to understand that this is Shaq, you know, around near the end of his prime, I would say. Still at the Lakers, but nearing the end. But he's still in great shape. Like, he's in great shape. And so he is coming to fucking kill you. I am running for my life. And so they started to see that it got serious. And so Ashton, like, runs out. Like, they know it's bad when, like, they have to run out and be like, yo, chill. And so Ashton, like, appears from, like, right behind the fence, and he's like, hey, what's going on with your parking spot? And then Shaq gets like, oh, damn it, blah, blah, blah. It's I love it when it gets that serious that, like, they get that fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you're watching, like, reality shows and you see the camera crew and you're like, oh, stuff's really going down now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This isn't.
Like, you know it's bad in reality. That's why I love reality show, because then you wait for the moment where it's unscripted and you see a producer step in, or like you see the camera guys. Like, once you see everything, you know they've broken from script. And I think there was just a great way of how meticulous they went about all of their pranks. And you can see kind of the behind the scenes of like how they pulled it off, which is like pretty impressive. And it kind of leads me to think that maybe Ashton should make movies.
Honestly, I'd watch it.
Yeah, he's pretty smart and like really meticulous of how to go about a whole prank and a stunt and like the whole thing. Yeah. So it's pretty impressive that he was able to prank Hollywood for 4 fucking years.
Yeah, like, he got some, and also not be like extremely hated for
it. Yeah, like he did it. He teetered that line so well.
Yeah,
but he was.
Well, I think that's my issue with a lot of pranks is like, a lot of people don't teeter that line. They just
They just cross it. Over. They go way overboard.
Yeah, Logan Paul's a great example of that. Yeah, going back to him, of just going way over the line.
Yeah, there's a really great way of doing it, and that's why Ashton was just like, let's not blow up his car. Let's like just pour paint on it because there was a construction site or whatever, and paint fell on it, and then they start blaming them, and then the cops show up, and then the people lie to get the other person in trouble, which is like just as hilarious. And she's like, yo, what the fuck, you're lying. And so it gets like them riled up, and it really teeters that line so well, and Ashton does an amazing job. So there was one time he was on what's his name, Andy Cohen. He was on his show, and they asked him like, how many episodes, like what, like how much footage do you have that wasn't aired? And he's like, a lot. There's a lot of famous people that like got fucking pissed that like they have, I'm sure they have hours of footage of people getting pranked that weren't happy about it. And so he was like, well, there was this rapper guy. It's like, I won't say names, but it's kind of alluded. It was 50 Cent that they were pranking him on his private plane. And at the same time, they found a bunch of puppies in the back of the plane that they didn't know about. They were like, was 50 Cent smuggling dogs into the fucking country? It's like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, and so it's some wild-ass shit, so.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I thought that was funny. And they're like, they're chasing him down the runway, and he keeps running. He's like, dude, it's just a fucking prank. And 50 Cent just keeps on running. It's pretty hilarious. Yeah, so you should, you guys should hit us up and tell us your favorite punked prank, your favorite punked. Yes,
I want to hear more about them.
It was quite the wild show. It was quite fun, you know. So that's it for today's episode.
Sure.
I think I've exhausted my voice. Because I feel like it's just going to be rough this week.
Go drink some tea.
You know what's funny? I don't have any tea.
Why not?
My fiance hates tea. She would rather it be like juice. Like, when she first tried tea, she thought it was like juice.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, flavored, you know, like, you know. And she was like, it tastes gross. I'm like, it's not juice. Like, she just assumes it's juice. Like, that's why she doesn't drink beer or wine, because it, like, there's no sugar, you know. She'll have white wine because it closely resembles juice.
Well, it depends on what kind of white wine.
But she has the palate of like a 9-year-old, you know. If I take her to like a Gordon Ramsay place, she'll ask for chicken tenders, you know, just like that kind of thing. I'm glad I can talk shit on the podcast about her.
Because she won't fucking listen to it. Until I tattle on you and she goes to beat your ass.
Whatever, dude. It's just a daily. Whatever, man. She'll just have to whoop my ass. And like, really, I'll just enjoy it. That's foreplay for me.
That's a little too much information for this podcast, Jason.
She'll never listen. She'll never hear. All right. So our next episode is... we'll be talking about Oscars best songs. There were some great ones in the 2000s.
Now I'm going to have to look back and do some research because I don't remember.
It's not that hard.
Any of them.
It's not that hard. I mean, yeah. Celine Dion did win one in 1998-99 for Titanic.
But does that count?
No, it doesn't count. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just wanted to put that. I'm like, I wished I was in the 2000s. We would talk about
what
it
if
forever.
We just changed the title to Let's Talk About the Late 90s Through the Early 2010s?
No, because there's another podcast that kind of does that anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're different.
Yeah, we're different. We're only different. Do 2000s.
We're different. We're better.
We're not like other podcasts.
I'm not like the other podcasts.
I'm not like the other podcasts. We're quirky.
We're quirky. Oh, I forgot to shout out all the cities that are now hearing us. I forgot to do it earlier. I know it's late, but I'm going to shout them out anyway. Here we go. Manchester in the United Kingdom.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, bros? What up, bruv? What's going on, guys? Love Manchester. I'm a fan of Manchester City, not United. Just stating that out there.
Just gotta be specific.
There's a place called Motherwell. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Nope. I got nothing.
Hawthorne Heights. Yeah. Ohio's for lovers. Abbeville, Verona. Is that in Italy? That's in Italy, right?
I don't think so.
Verona?
Maybe it. Let me. I.
That has to be in Italy.
I don't think it's Italy. It's let not, me look it up.
That has to be in Italy. The Italians are
not
listening
necessarily.
To us. Verona in Italy.
Oh, it is Italy.
In Italy, yes. Verona in Italy.
I was wrong.
Grazie. Guys in Italy. New York. Wonder where New York is.
No idea. No idea. Maybe also, I think it's also Italy.
It might be in Wyoming. Houston, Texas. Big ups to Houston. And Jakarta in Indonesia. Much love to Jakarta. Yeah. I'm so glad we don't do radio, Catherine. We would be fired.
So quickly. Yeah.
We have a lot of great great love from our country episode last time. A lot of hits.
Yeah, well, it was also, you know, awesome. A long time coming, you know.
It was a long time coming. Awesome job to Catherine for leading that one.
For once I knew things.
Fucking once. Just fucking do something, you son of a bitch. I also have some personal news. I recently got into the stock market.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I've been there. What's up?
Yeah. Because I was so lazy to get into it. I was just like, what am I doing?
How are your stocks doing?
Well, because of the coronavirus, you know, we should just end this. All right. So next episode, we'll talk about Oscars best songs. The best songs the Oscars have said. These are the greatest songs of that year for movies. Do we agree or disagree? More of the latter. So tune in next time, whenever that is. Right, Catherine?
Hell yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.